You're listening to Path to Adland with Ali Osmer. Learn about careers in advertising and get advice from industry professionals. Hello, I'm Ali Osmer. Welcome to Podcast 1 of Path to Adland. Let me tell you a little bit about myself and why I'm doing this. I really just recently got into podcasting on the listening end, probably 2 months ago, if that. I liked the ability to have so much control over not only my content, but also when I listen. And I actually was just reading this morning in an article that podcasting, there are currently 26,000 podcasts out there with over 1 million episodes, and obviously that's growing every day. I personally listened to Joseph Jaffe's Across the Sound, which led me into C.C. Chapman's Managing the Gray, and I kind of just listen as I walk to class. It's something I like to do. They're both really into this whole new marketing concept, and I'm really pretty excited about it myself as well. So a little bit about me. I'm a senior at Michigan State University studying advertising and telecommunication, digital media arts, and technology. Okay, so what is Path to Adland? Well, there are a lot of different opportunities out there in advertising and marketing, and I feel like it can be a little overwhelming trying to zero in on the best career fit. I know I have gone through periods of time where I change my mind on average every 3 days, maybe. So this all started last weekend when I went to New York City for the Advertising Women of New York conference, and I interviewed a few people who work in advertising, and I wanted to get those interviews out there and the information that people gave me for others to hear. This first podcast is really a learning experience for me, and I apologize for the background noise. There are a lot of people there. I'm hoping that my future interviews will be in a more controlled setting with a little bit less background noise. Anyway, first up is Celia Liu, who works at JWT in New York City as an account manager. And here it goes. Okay, this is Ali Osmer. I'm here with Celia Liu at the Advertising Women of New York conference in New York City. And Celia works at JWT. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do?
Well, I'm in account management, and this basically means that we're the go-to for everybody in the agency. And we deliver basically everything that our client says, what they want, their strategy, the marketing message, everything. And we take it back to our agency, and we take it through all the different channels and see that it makes it through all the different channels. So we get our feet wet in about a little bit of everything. And I was just actually talking to another colleague that it's really, really difficult to describe what we do, because account management, first of all, ranges so much from account to account. But second of all, the daily things on your list, your to-do list, just changes like ridiculous amount. But guess in a nutshell, you're just there to make sure to answer questions and make sure everything goes smoothly from creative, you know, briefing to actually seeing the spot on air, which is like an amazing thing because you get to see that entire process and you get to see your work there on the TV or in a magazine and things like that. So.
And why did you choose to work at such a big agency like JWC rather than opting for maybe something smaller?
I'm big on traveling, and so I wanted to be at an agency where I would eventually be able to grow globally and grow global locations. So that's ultimately my biggest reason of going with the global agency.
And being at a big agency, it's obviously you're more in the public eye, what's being done. So how do you kind of keep on top of trends and make sure you're at the forefront there representing?
JWT is really good at basically keeping us up to date with the trends. They send out, you know, in the news every single day of the week. They send out what's been in the news. They have trends, like trend reports coming out every month, and they have a report quarterly that's like, you know, the different nations, like advertising India, advertising China, Latin America, humor in advertising, all different kinds of trends. And so that's definitely, you know, a way you keep on top of things. You can also sign up for different newsletters that, like the AAF or the AAA comes out with, like all kinds of stuff. I also, you know, take a look on Outweek, and the best, a really cool source I think is adcritic.com, and you can just go on there and check out the different spots for yourself. So
New York City is the big headquarters of advertising, really well known for advertising. What's it like for you then to be in New York as opposed to maybe a smaller market?
I mean, I'm a big city girl, so I live off of, like, you know, the glitz and the glam. And, I mean, advertising, by all means, it isn't as glamorous as you see in the movies. But just being in New York, like, the other night, I was at the AdWords and the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. I mean, where else can you do that but New York, you know? So, I don't know. I personally don't think there's a better place to be.
So you always knew you wanted to be in New York?
In New York, later, you know, different countries, traveling, that kind of thing. But New York is definitely a good place to start out.
So do you have any advice for students who are maybe just starting out or just seniors about to graduate?
I think the biggest thing is make sure that you love advertising with, like, your heart and soul, that you're absolutely passionate about it, because it's a hard industry. It's hard to keep up with. It's really fast-paced, and you have to love it to be good at it. So I'd say just find out for yourself, you know? Like, not to get too deep, but make sure, like, you love this and this is what you want to do.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And there you go. Okay, next we're going to finish up with just a really quick interview with some general advice in advertising.
I am here at the Advertising Women of New York Conference with Christian Bozen. He's from London, and he currently works in New York City at Vibrant Media. Christian has some great advice for us about starting out our careers. Can you give us some of that advice, Christian?
Yeah, I hope so. So basically, what I was now saying in terms of careers, very much... the recommendation I'd be giving people is to always be really enthusiastic about your job, be really positive, always keep the positive side of light, and just be really thinking about outside the box, being really creative with what your communication is with your clients, and that's basically what I'd suggest.
Right. Okay. Well, starting out, it's hard not to get intimidated by all of the expectations and all the competition and starting out for a job. Is there anything that maybe a person can do to make that less scary?
I think you just need to try and not put so much pressure on yourself when you first start out. I remember when I finished college, I put so much pressure on myself, and it made me it really difficult for me to, like, perform in my everyday task. So it's just about relaxing, just going to do your job, break it down into small chunks, so take each day as it comes, and just go on from there.
I want to ask you something about, we were just talking a little bit about travel, because I've talked about traveling to London, actually, after college. So do you recommend that, maybe just taking that time, like, that's the time to do it, right after college, going somewhere, just taking that step?
I recommend, my passion in life is traveling. I've been, like, all over the world. I took a year off before going to university and also after university, and I want to take another year off as well, so I definitely recommend it. I think it's really important to, as a general life coaching thing, to interact with as many different cultures as possible. So yeah, definitely take that time, because you'll never have the opportunity to do it again once you get your mortgage and your family and everything else.
Thanks so much, Christian.
Okay, let's wrap it up there. I want to keep these episodes relatively short, so I have a few more interviews from the conference that I'll probably put in the next few episodes, and from there, we'll see what happens. Thank you for joining me with Podcast One on Path to Adland. Thanks for listening to Path to Adland with Allie Osmer.